KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic.
At 8:07, we have a mostly sunny sky, and it's currently 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high around 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A jury in Cass County Wednesday acquitted or found not guilty two brothers from Earl Griswold on charges that include going armed with intent following an incident whereby Mark and Stephen Funk blocked a family inside their vehicle while they were searching for a repair shop near Lyman, March 11, 2020. According to court documents, Mark Funk was initially arrested on a charge of going armed with intent and false imprisonment. Stephen Funk had been cited into court for false imprisonment. However, after taking all the evidence into consideration, Cass County Attorney Vanessa Strozdas ended up charging Mark Funk with four counts of false imprisonment in addition to the going armed with intent charge, and she charged Stephen Funk with going armed with intent by aiding and abetting. Their cases were consolidated for the purposes of trial and held on April 27th and on April 28th in Cass County District Court in Atlantic. Strozdas characterized the case as vigilante justice gone wrong and that things could have gone worse. You can read additional details in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Authorities say an 8-year-old child has died in a farm accident in western Iowa, but they've declined so far to release any other details. The accident happened on Tuesday on a farm in Woodbury County, about 4 miles east of the unincorporated village of Climbing Hill. The Woodbury County Sheriff's Office has said deputies and medics were called to the property just before 5 p.m. Tuesday. The Sheriff's Office said they're not yet releasing the child's name or any details about how the death occurred. Governor Kim Reynolds has declined $95 million in federal pandemic aid for schools. During a town hall meeting held Thursday night on Fox News, Reynolds said the $95 million was for surveillance testing of students in Iowa schools. Reynolds said President Biden must think COVID just started and the state doesn't need money to get kids back in the classroom, since most Iowa schools have had in-person classes since August. After the program, the governor's spokesman provided Radio Iowa with an April 23rd letter the Iowa Department of Public Health had sent to the Centers for Disease Control. That letter said Iowa has ample funding and COVID testing capacity for students in Iowa school districts. It asked for state officials to be notified if the money could be spent in a different way, particularly if the $95 million could be used for vaccine distribution. Well, as part of Mental Health Awareness Month, a Zoom conference is scheduled during May to address mental health issues in Iowa. Organizers of the third annual Mental Health Awareness Conference say it's designed to bring together local, state, and national professionals to share perspectives. Tiffany Larson, the program coordinator at Building Families of Clarion, says mental health issues impact the young and old alike.
Even prior to the pandemic, we started seeing mental health impacting individuals. Throughout the years, there's been a heavy stigma when it comes to mental health. And the more that we can have prevention and education and raise this awareness, the more that we can have more people understand that feelings are valid. It's okay to not be okay. And when you aren't, there's help that is available.
Lori Foster, a spokeswoman for VanDiest Medical Center in Webster City, said the keynote speaker for the conference is Lindsey Fennelly, the former Iowa State University All-American basketball player who was drafted by the WNBA.
She is currently writing a memoir detailing her experience with mental illness after two significant breakdowns. She is a passionate advocate for mental health. She is a mother of two, and she's married to current Iowa State women's basketball coach, Billy Fennelly.
The conference is scheduled for Thursday, May 20th from noon until 4:30 p.m. You can register at the VanDiest Medical Center's website at www.vandiestmc.org. Also in the news this morning, the chairman of a key committee says a complicated proposal to expand the use of ethanol and biodiesel in Iowa hasn't been killed this year, but Senator Dan Dawson said it's not greased for passage either.
What the future looks like, I cannot tell. There's a lot more work to be done on this before we find any consensus.
Dawson was among a handful of senators who listened to the feedback on the plan for about an hour Thursday. It began with Logan Shine, an advisor to Governor Kim Reynolds, suggesting critics were spreading misinformation about what Reynolds has called a renewable fuels standard for Iowa.
I know we've all heard this is a mandate. And, you know, at this point, we're disagreeing on the semantics of whether it's a mandate standard. It simply doesn't matter because this is a pro-Iowa bill.
A major pipeline company, truck stops, convenience stores, and other retailers who sell fuel oppose the bill. Ken Kleemeyer, vice president of fuels for Come and Go Stores, says while retailers have major concerns, the real victims of the bill will be drivers who will wind up paying more for gas and diesel.
The mandates and government overreach contained in this bill are a step too far.
Michael Walls, a poet which operates 7 ethanol plants in Iowa, says the most important part of the bill ensures consumers have access to E15 by 2026.
We believe every Iowan should have the freedom to fuel up with E15. More than a decade ago, Minnesota led the way in making E10 America's fuel standard. We think Iowa should lead the way to shift to E15 with passage of this bill.
Tom Cope, a lobbyist for Casey's General Stores, says a proposed tweak in the bill designed to address retailers' concerns is worthless.
This new version continues to have restrictions and things in place that are really going to upend the fuel market in the state of Iowa.
Republican House Speaker Pat Grassley said there has been hard work to try and find a satisfactory compromise, but it's unlikely the legislature will pass an Iowa renewable fuel standard this year.
I can't tell you the exact outcome of it, but it's a difficult push.
The push toward adjourning the 2021 session has begun. Today is the last day legislators get a stipend to cover daily expenses, but it's common for the legislature to meet for days, even weeks, past that mark. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.